And thanks again to the kids. That was a lot of fun. So I'm Jane McClure. Candace Osterkamp, Jean Thilmany, and I, we're the co-chairs of the Hamline Church Women. Priscilla Lutjens, Shirley Wright, and Virginia Anderson are also part of our leadership. And again, welcome to Women's Sunday. Hamline Church has had a women's group since the church was founded in 1880. And historically, women do a lot for the church. A lot of you may not know that women founded our dining hall at the State Fair to pay for the 1900 church, which is not this church. This is the 1928 church. So women do a lot, and in these really difficult and trying times, we are called to action again. A lot of us, you might see us with our gray hair and not realize that many of us marched and got arrested and worked for social justice and equal rights years ago and protecting people and helping people, and some of us thought we'd never be doing it again. So, in that spirit, we want to worship today. And now I'm very pleased to introduce my friend, County Commissioner Rena Moran is speaking today. And if you've ever heard her speak, she speaks truth to power. And I'd like to invite her up. She's our County Commissioner for District 4, and she's a former six-term Minnesota House of Representatives member. And she was the first African-American to represent St. Paul in the Minnesota legislature. She's led on economic growth, budgeting, health and human services, and racial equity issues. Her public service centers on children and families, early childhood education, affordable housing, and reducing disparities, a focus she has continued as a commissioner with a racial equity lens. She holds a BS in early childhood education, she was a Bush Foundation fellow, and she served in national leadership roles for black and women legislators. She's a proud mother and grandmother, and I got to know her through her membership at Camphor Memorial United Methodist Church. And she brings a lived commitment to justice shaped by her journey, overcoming homelessness and many challenges. So we're happy to introduce Commissioner Moran.
Well, good morning, Hamline. Good morning. I want to thank Jane McClure and Reverend Togar for the invitation to be here today. I am overwhelmed and excited to come before Hamline United, Hamline Church, and to be a part of Hamline United Women of Faith. I am the past president of United Women of Faith at Camphor Memorial United Methodist Church, located right here in St. Paul, off of Dale and Fuller. So, on behalf of Camphor United Women of Faith, we send you greetings. As you know, the mission of United Women of Faith is to connect and nurture women so that we can inspire, influence, and impact local and global communities. So again, my name is Rena Moran, and I am currently serving as Ramsey County Commissioner for District 4. If you don't know what that is, maybe you are part of District 4. So I represent neighborhoods such as Union Park, Hamline Midway, Frogtown, Summit U, the North End, Downtown, Summit Hill, McAllister, Groveland, and parts of Highland Park. In this role, I work on local government issues like economic growth, community budgeting, transportation, housing and homelessness, racial equity, family stability, and community safety. Just a little bit about Ramsey County, because the work we're seeing today plays out in so many ways in the work we do to bring and deliver services to the residents of Ramsey County. But we do our work through racial and health equity, community-centered justice system transformation, and strengthening families through holistic services. The strategic plan that we emphasize on is sustainability, responsive government, and economic inclusion. The key initiative addressing fairness, climate resilience, affordable housing, and workforce development. So we talked a little bit, we just heard Jane introduce me that before becoming a Ramsey County Commissioner, I was in the Minnesota House of Representatives from 2011 to 2023, was able to bring into practice what we see here happening in our community, I had a difficult time, like this morning you woke up and you wake up and you're like, the speech that I have is gone out the door. I got to do something different and speak from a different place. And so I'm going to share a little bit about my journey, which was not a part of this, but it came to get me to the place I am today. What you see before you is this little girl who was born and raised on the south side of Chicago in a community that was much a reflection of me. When I went to the local school, I saw the teachers and the principal pretty much that looked like me, the small business, the clinic. That was a reflection of me. In 2000, I heard a voice that came to me that said, move to Minnesota. And I thought, Minnesota? Who does that and why? So a mother of seven, I decided to relocate and bring my kids here to Minnesota with not much thinking, only that I was 100% that God, we was having a conversation and he was speaking to me. As I said, how do I get to Minnesota? And he said to me, call your nephew. Yeah, he's living in Minnesota and he has a van. Ask him to come pick you up. And I called him and I said, hey, I want to come to Minnesota. He didn't say why, what's going on, what's the problem. He said, let me call you back. And he called me back and said, I would be there tomorrow. So what we know is that God goes before us and set the plan field, right? And I came here, had nowhere to stay, and stayed in a shelter. And it took me 6 months to find housing. Let's say affordable housing. What is affordable? But it took me that long, right? But once I found housing, it was here in St. Paul. I connected to my community. I found the church. I found Camford United Methodist Church. And I have been a member there for 25 years now. God is so good, right? And so I did that and began to organize and find ways that we can find, you know, solve the issues and the problems of today, because there are many. And as I did that and I was connecting to my neighbors and other people who were organizing, it came to me one day that we're always fighting this fight to create, to have a more fair and equitable society where we're all our value, where the word of God is the message of the world, the message of the day, and it's how we engage. And at that moment, I said, I want to be a state representative. I had never ran for anything, but I said, because I want to create laws that are fair and just, that represent all of us, and not just some of us. I don't want to always be reacting to the laws. And I stepped out in faith again. I just stepped out in faith and brought really good people around me who was willing to fight this fight to get me elected. And here I am standing before you, and that was like in 2010. And here I am before you, have spent, you know, 10 years in the Minnesota House, 12 years in the Minnesota House of Representative, led one of the most powerful chairs, the chairs of Ways and Means. This little girl, born and raised on the south side of Chicago, is now chairing the most powerful committee in the Minnesota House of Representatives. Was able to chair the Health and Human Service, right? And that has driven me to fight this fight for a more just society. And so, I don't know where my notes are at right now. But, but the Bible consistently commands believers to be welcoming, to protect, and to love our immigrants and our refugees and our foreigners. Because I know I felt like a foreigner coming from the south side of Chicago to Minnesota into a foreign land. But you all welcomed me. You all showed me what humanity looks like in a place I knew nothing about. I was able to build and keep and stay strong, loving relationships with individuals, all type of people. Because we are all type of people. And that is the joy and the love of who we are and the work that we have to do and continue to do, is to see the value of all. It was that same God that drove me out of my isolation, my need to conform to the world and not to conform to a higher God, a higher soul, a higher being. And once I said yes to that, it didn't matter what the world said to me. It did not matter the circumstances that we find ourselves in. It didn't matter about the impossibilities of tomorrow, because I was standing on the Word of God. Standing on the Word of God. And I must say to you, this little black girl, born and raised on the south side of Chicago, knows that God has given us a word. And yes, I am upset. I am frustrated. The moments that we're in right now, I am saddened about so much, but I choose to be okay. And I choose to be okay because I know the power of our Lord. I know it. I know it. And I know it. In the midst of whatever, I know it. And so God takes up the cause of the vulnerable. The scriptures declare that those who oppress foreigners or deny them justice are cursed. Numbers 15:15-16 says that the law often mandates that the same fair laws apply to both the native-born and the immigrants. Farmers were instructed to leave portion of their harvest, such as grain and grapes, for the poor and the foreigners. In the New Testament, Matthew 25:35, Jesus links welcoming the strangers directly to welcoming him, stating, "I was a stranger, and you welcome me." So listen, we are in a moment in time where our constitutional rights are under attack. At this moment, we have individuals and people who wants a dictatorship. They want you to live in fear. Right? But we cannot sit still and allow this authoritarian government to lead us down this path of lawlessness and authoritarian. It is that administration, this federal, this ICE, that has come and have forgotten the rules of law, have just said, we just do whatever we want to do. Our Constitution matters. Our words matter. Our laws matter. The human lives matters. I send my condolences to Renee Good's family, the children, and those left behind. I also send my condolences to Alex. We are in a moment in time where the church, our faith, our belief is needed now more than ever to create a government that values all of us, that is not creating laws that is pitting us one against the other. And as I look back to my ancestors, a part of me needs to say out loud that we will no longer live off of the civil rights movement. of the 60s. But instead, you, we, are going to reject this authoritarian government, and instead is going to fight to take on our state, our country, and move into the 21st century where we are creating and demanding more fair and equitable processes and protocol and procedures. That's our role. This is our moment in time. This is our moment in time, and we will lead. We will lead. We will stand in the word. We will stay in the word. I do not do my work as a government official, an elected official, without first going to my God and asking them, what do you have for me to do? How do I make people uncomfortable? How do I create a little tension? Right? And so I leave you with this, is that do not fear, for God's word is the word. Do not fear, for our God is with you, is with us, and together. It will take time. We will. Because we know we have that other thing called that little devil that lurks around, being destructive, is always at work too. But together, we can continue to create a world, a place that's more fair and just. And I want you to know that you have a government official who is with you, that is fighting this fight with you. And however, I can utilize my position, my office, to make sure that we're serving and doing the things that we need to do for the people of God, which is all of us. I want to be a part of that. Thank you so much, Hamlin.